Enoch, chapter 13. And Enoch went and said, Azazel, thou shalt have no peace. A severe sentence has gone forth against thee to put thee in bonds. Thou shalt not have toleration, not request granted to thee. Because of the unrighteousness which thou hast taught, because of all the works of godlessness, unrighteousness, and sin which thou hast shown to men. Then I went and spoke to them all together, and they were all afraid, and fear and trembling seized them. And they besought me to draw up a petition for them, that they might find forgiveness, and to read their petition in the presence of the Lord of heaven. For from thenceforward they could not speak with him, nor lift up their eyes to heaven for shame of their sins, for which they had been condemned. Then I wrote out their petition, and the prayer in regard to their spirits and their deeds individually, and in regard to their requests that they should have forgiveness and length of days. And I went off and sat down at the waters of Dan, in the land of Dan, to the south of the west of Hermon. I read their petition till I fell asleep. And behold, a dream came to me, and visions fell down upon me. And I saw visions of chastisement, and a voice came bidding me to tell it to the sons of heaven and reprimand them. And when I awake, I came unto them. They were all sitting gathered together, weeping in Abel's jail, which between Lebanon and Sennacher, with their faces covered. And I recounted before them all the visions which I had seen in sleep, and I began to speak the words of righteousness to reprimand the heavenly watchers. Chapter 14. The book of the words of righteousness and of the reprimand of the eternal watchers in accordance with the command of the Holy Great One in that vision. I saw in my sleep what I will now say with the tongue of flesh, and with the breath of my mouth, which the Great One has given to men to converse therewith, understand with the heart. As He has created and given to man the power of understanding, the word of wisdom, so hath He created me also, given me the power of reprimanding the watchers, the children of heaven. I wrote out your petition. In my vision, it appeared thus, that your petition will not be granted unto you throughout all the days of eternity, and that judgment has finally passed upon you. Yea, your petition will not be granted unto you. And from henceforth, you shall not ascend into heaven unto all eternity, and in bonds of the earth, the decree has gone forth to bind you for all the days of the world. And that previously, you shall have seen the destruction of your beloved sons. You shall have no pleasure in them. They shall fall before you by the sword. Your petition on their behalf shall not be granted, nor yet on your own. Even though you weep and pray and speak all the words contained in the writing which I have written. And the vision was shown to me thus. Behold, in the vision clouds invited me, and a mist summoned me. The course of the stars and the lightning sped and hastened me, and the winds in the vision caused me to fly and lifted me upward and bore me into heaven. And I went in till I drew nigh to a wall, which is built of crystals and surrounded by tongues of fire, and it began to affright me. And I went into the tongues of fire and drew nigh to a large house which was built of crystals, and the walls of the house were like a tessellated floor made of crystals, and its groundwork was of crystals. Its ceiling was like the path of the stars and the lightnings, and between them were fiery cherubim, and their heaven was clear as water. A flaming fire surrounded the walls, and its portals blazed with fire. And I entered into that house, and it was hot as fire and cold as ice. There were no delights of life therein. Fear covered me, and trembling got hold upon me. And I quaked and trembled, and fell upon my face. And I beheld a vision, and lo, it was a second house. greater than the former. The entire world stood open before me. It was built of flames of fire. And in every respect, it so excelled in splendor and magnificence and extent that I cannot describe to you its splendor and its extent. And its floor was of fire, and above it were lightnings in the path of the stars. And its ceiling also was flaming fire. And I looked and saw therein a lofty throne. Its appearance was as crystal, and the wheels thereof as the shining sun. And there was the vision of cherubim. And from underneath the throne came streams of flaming fire, so that I could not look thereon. And the great glory sat thereon. And his raiment shone more brightly than the sun, and was whiter than any snow. None of the angels could enter and could behold his face by reason of the magnificence and glory, and no flesh could behold him. The flaming fire was round about him, and a great fire stood before him, and none around could draw nigh him. 10,000 times, 10,000 stood before him, yet he needed no counselor. And the most holy ones who were nigh to him did not leave by night nor depart from him. And until then, I had been prostrate on my face, trembling. And the Lord called me with his own mouth and said to me, "Come hither, Enoch, and hear my word." And one of the holy ones came to me and waked me. And he made me rise up and approach the door, and I bowed my face downwards. Chapter 15. And he answered and said to me, and I heard his voice, "Fear not, Enoch, thou righteous man and scribe of righteousness. Approach hither and hear my voice. And go, say to the watchers of heaven, who have sent thee to intercede for them, you should intercede for men, and not men for you. Wherefore have ye left the high, holy, and eternal heaven, and lain with women, and defiled yourselves with the daughters of men, and taken to yourselves wives, and done like the children of earth, and begotten giants as your sons? And though ye were holy, spiritual, living the eternal life, you have defiled yourselves with the blood of women, and have begotten children with the blood of flesh, and, as the children of men, have lusted after flesh and blood, as those also do who die and perish. Therefore have I given them wives, also that they might impregnate them, and beget children by them, that thus nothing might be wanting to them on earth. But you were formerly spiritual, living the eternal life, and immortal for all generations of the world. Therefore I have not appointed wives for you, for as for the spiritual ones of the heaven, in heaven is their dwelling. And now, the giants, who are produced from the spirits and flesh, shall be called evil spirits upon the earth, and on the earth shall be their dwelling. Evil spirits have proceeded from their bodies, because they are born from men, and from the holy watchers is their beginning and primal origin. They shall be evil spirits on earth, evil spirits shall they be called. As for the spirits of heaven, in heaven shall be their dwelling, but as for the spirits of the earth, which were born upon the earth shall be their dwelling. And the spirits of the giants afflict, oppress, destroy, attack, do battle, and work destruction on the earth, and cause trouble. They take no food, but nevertheless hunger and thirst, and cause offenses. And these spirits shall rise up against the children of men, and against the women, because they have proceeded from them.